You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and I'm going to talk about scheduling today because so many times when I go on these shop visits and I go to different places and I run calls, I see a big problem with the way the company's scheduling. And there's a multitude of these problems, and we're going to talk about them, meaning there's several mistakes that are being made consistently that really keep your techs from being able to perform, being able to convert, being able to generate bigger tickets. And I'm going to tell you, it has a lot to do with fear, has a lot to do with trust, has a lot to do with really the ability to focus. And so we're going to dive into that. We're also going to talk and hit on a couple other little things that I think will impact your company in a major way and can create it really a more efficient process or a more efficient streamlined approach to how you deal with things when it comes to the schedule. So we're going to talk about that in this episode. And really, these are the same suggestions, the same corrections I make when I go on these shop visits. You know, companies, you have to be in the program to even be able to get me on a shop visit just because of the, there's only so much time in a day. I can only go in so many. And so, and they're very expensive. They're over five digits in price, just to kind of let you know, they're pricey. And we accomplish a lot on those shop visits. I run calls. I work on different things. So what we're going to talk about today are some of the things those owners and those companies get from me being on that shop visit when it comes to scheduling. So basically I'm saying, hey, you're going to get a little bit of free paid training here because I'm going to share with you what I see, what I learn consistently across. Doesn't matter what market you're in, doesn't matter where you're at. And that's, we could start there. So many people think your market is so unique and so different that you have to do things different, and that's just not true. And we talk about this in the tech trainings a lot of times with landlord situations. It's like, well, how do you approach a landlord? And it's like, well, first of all, look at your community. Are they going to the same restaurants? Are they going to the same stores? Or, you know, is target marketing to them and using their merchandising strategies and their sales strategies on the same people? And the answer is, yeah, we're all, whether you're a landlord, you're a renter, you're a homeowner, you're a business owner, you're a teacher, it doesn't matter what you do, who you are, what your situation is, we still go through the same world together. We all get approached by Disney World. We all get approached by movies. We all get approached by food, restaurants, and different, you know, phones and technology. So many different products and services out there using these same strategies. And yet when it comes to plumbing and it comes to our market, we seem to think it has to be done differently. And that blows my mind away. And the more I get owners to unlock their mindset from that, the faster we see progress and how quickly we see results inside of a company. And so I want to dive into the scheduling because I think this is the reason. It'd be like if, you know, you build a garden and it doesn't grow and you're doing everything, but you forget to give it water. It can't grow. You could cultivate the ground. You can plant the seeds. It won't grow if you don't give it water. If you don't do the schedule correctly, you can train your team. You can hold them accountable. They will not be able to produce. One thing to take note with the schedule too, I think that's really important, is that our pricing sometimes is derivative of our scheduling, meaning our inability to be efficient on the schedule forces us to have a higher hourly burden, forcing us to cause less conversion out in the field because our schedule is too full. I'll break it all down here in just a minute. And some of you are like, what? Like, yeah, 100%. If your schedule is too full, that's going to cause you to have more drive time. You do not make money when you have drive time. And when you're driving, that causes you to have to charge more per hour during the times you're working. If I go out and run one call and spend 8 hours on that job site, I don't have to, and I do that every day consistently, I don't have to charge as much per hour as you if you're driving to three or four calls. Because those three or four calls are going to do one of two things. They're either going to take away your ability to work for 8 hours, because it's going to take a half hour to get to each place. You have to build a relationship. You're probably going to lose 45 minutes to an hour per call. So now you're only working for 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours, maybe 6 hours a day, unless you're working late. And then that, there's a cost to that. So let's talk about that. If you're working 5 or 6 hours a day and I'm working 8, I can charge less per hour, but still generate more revenue, profitable revenue. And that's the magic behind really training your team, but you can't do that if you don't have the right schedule. So let's dive into this. I want to give you guys a couple key takeaways, a couple of frameworks, a couple of strategies, a couple of ways to kind of approach this. We'll talk about the mistake I see, and then we'll talk about how to fix it. I think the first mistake I see is trying to predict the future. So many companies are trying to predict the future. And what I mean by that is you'll schedule the call out, you'll schedule it on Tim or on Steve or whoever, or Laura, whoever your technician is. You'll schedule it on them. Maybe today's Tuesday, and you'll schedule it on them for Wednesday. And you'll be like, yeah, I'm going to put this 12 to 2 on Tim. He's already got an 8 to 10, so I'm going to put a 10 to 12 on him. And it's like, well, hold up. So you're guaranteeing that Tim's going to get to the job, whoever's going to get to the job on that day, that morning, 8 to 10, diagnose it, convert it, get a signature, do the work, finish it, and get to the next call. And you're like, well, no, we do ranges. That way, if the guy takes a little longer. I'm going to tell you right now, my ticket average, and I can think of several technicians' ticket averages in our program, wouldn't allot for that. They're typically on a job average 4 to 6, 8 hours a day. I know one guy that runs less than 5 calls a week sometimes. Wrap your mind around that. He's not running more than 1 a day. He's barely running more than 1 a week. 3 to 4 calls a week? Now, if you're running 3 to 5 calls a week, let's say, and I think this guy actually averages more like 6, 7 calls a week on average, but sometimes he has less than 5, you would not be able to run a second call. Not that day, maybe not even the next day. How do you know that ahead of time? You don't. So you're really trying to predict the future. And that's a huge mistake I see, where you start assigning people slots instead of time slots. Meaning you start assigning this person at this time. Now you're like, well, we can rearrange the schedule as it. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what happens there is it ends up getting overloaded, and I can prove it. I guarantee if you're doing that, you're also calling people constantly throughout the day and either telling them you're going to be a little bit late, a little bit early, or you need to move them to the next day. See, there's a reality that we can't predict who is going to do what. But if we train them well, and we train everybody consistently, and we hold them accountable consistently, then we can get a law of averages. Meaning, I don't know who's going to perform the 8-hour job this morning, and who's going to perform the 2-hour job, and who's going to perform the 4-hour job. But when I start measuring and looking and analyzing my data, and I go back and I can predictively look at it and go, okay, I don't know who, but I know that we as a team consistently, of the 4 calls in the morning, of the 18 calls in the morning, of the 30 calls in the morning, however big your company is, no matter what it is, we produce this many of this many of that. And so from there, we can create a capacity. Now, we know what that capacity is. We teach our customers exactly what that capacity is and exactly when to schedule them and how to schedule them. And we'll get into that a little bit more. But what I really want to point out is that whatever your generating consistently average work is, at that point, you need to break that down. And then you got to cut that into 2 different parts. You got to cut that down into customers who had an urgent problem, customers who had a non-urgent problem. Because I think what most of us make the mistake of is when plumbing calls come in, they come in the waves. They come in, you know, if let's say you got a 20-truck operation. Well, you might get 40 calls today and you might get 115 tomorrow. The gap may not be quite that large, but you're going to have some sort of range. It's not consistent. It's not 60, you know, it's not 80 calls a day, 80 calls a day, 80 calls a day. It's usually 120 down, then 60, then 78, then 92. If you're smaller, if you're a 3 to 5 truck operation, 6 truck operation, you might see 15 to 30 calls per day, depending on in some sort of range. Sometimes it's real slow. And there's a lot of ways to keep that from happening, but you've got to control this schedule. A lot of us try to capture every call. First of all, the best way to do that is to do the 2 schedule strategies. Spread these calls out, non-urgent calls. If they don't have a problem that's urgent to them, then it can wait. And I don't get lost in if it's a tankless water heater or a toilet. I get lost in how urgent it is to the customer. And so what we do is we schedule that out. We say, okay, look, you've been waiting for a while already to call us, so you're probably not in that big of a hurry. We'll schedule out a couple days whenever our next open availability is for non-urgent calls. And then we leave an opening every day for urgent calls based off our capacity, based off how big our company is and how many of those we expect to come in. And we leave those spots open. And what happens is we can then underwhelm our schedule a little bit, slow it down a little bit. So if one of those non-urgent calls or one of the morning urgent calls turns into a big project, we don't have to fill the urgent call spot that we left open. For example, if you've got 12 technicians, maybe you're scheduling 30 calls a day, you know, leave 5 or 10 of those open for urgent calls. And if one of those technicians converts a morning call into a much bigger call, or a few of them convert morning calls into big calls, then at that point, you don't have to take those additional urgent calls. You've already sold out the day. I think this is where we go, oh, we got to grab that urgent call. And then we move the sold work to another day, and then eventually cancels on us at some point. This is a right now business. We show up right now. We collect right now. We do the work right now. We offer options right now. Everything's right now. And I see so many people make that mistake. They overwhelm the schedule. They try to predict it. They squeeze it real tight. And then all you end up doing is making some people upset because you did convert, or you don't convert and you spend a lot of time driving. And I'll tell you what really happens is the culture shift. Because if the technicians don't trust that they can convert and not have another call on them, they're not going to convert. No one wants to be punished for winning. No one wants to be penalized for producing. If I'm going on a call in the morning and I've got another call on me guaranteed somewhere in the day, that's going to affect what, because if I'm going to convert a tankless and a softener and 16 shutoffs, or if I'm going to convert a sewer line and let's say I'm going to convert a clean out, let's say I'm going to convert a clean out and a jetter, I'm going to need to know that I'm not going to have to go to another call after all that. That way I can get comfortable mentally, go in there, just focus on this customer, focus on this diagnosis, focus on this relationship, and do my best. And when I do that, I typically produce more. But if I'm worried about, well, I can build a relationship, I can diagnose some, but some of this stuff I'm not going to try to diagnose today because I don't have time, because I got this other call later today where I got to go back and whatever. It's going to keep them from being able to do it. I promise. And if they can't get comfortable with that, if I go to a call at 2 in the afternoon, I don't want to be punished for selling a softener. I don't want to be punished for doing all the shutoffs and softener and 3 toilets. I want to do a part of that work till, 5 o'clock, go home, see my family, come back the next morning. And with that kind of a pace, I've seen $20,000 weeks, $15,000 weeks. And this isn't like guys who are sent to the repipe jobs, guys that are sent to the big job. This is just, they had a toilet that rocked. They had a faucet that dripped. They had an emergency stop that wouldn't shut off. They had a valve they wanted swapped out because they were thinking about adding something. They wanted to add a gas line for a new stove. That's the type of calls these are. And they turn into so much more when the technician is properly trained, but more importantly, the technician has the proper mindset. And part of that mindset is the schedule. Okay, I'm going to tell you another big mistake I see. Technicians can see all the calls on them. Now, you're like, well, we just like to put them in the right spot so we kind of have an idea. It helps us organize our thoughts. Okay, fine. I'll go with that for a minute. But then the next question I'd be is, can the technician see all that? Because there's a lot of guys that'll see their call they'll see their 2 or 3 calls for the day, 4 calls for the day. Some of you, 7 calls for the day. It's ridiculous. And they'll map it out. They'll go, okay, so I got a toilet call 2. I got a water heater call 3. I got a whatever. So they start getting all these parts assembled, and then you change the schedule on them because someone sold something big or whatever, and they're like, oh, where'd my call go? Like, it was never their call. Why were they already thinking about that call? They were still on the first call. They're thinking about the third call, and that proves my point. They got to have a clear mindset. They got to be able to go in there and say, you know what, this is my call for the week, maybe. Because sometimes it's like that. Sometimes some of these jobs turn into real big jobs. Especially if you go into an old home, an old community, and it's galvanized still, and it's cast iron still, and it's old water heaters still, and people are looking to upgrade. So people are looking to upgrade. And you go in there, and they remodeled everything except for the plumbing. And you go, yeah, this leaking shutoff is really your only problem here. We'll give you an option for that. But all these shutoffs are old. This is all galvanized pipe. This is old. You know, there's some point you're going to have to replace this. And they said, yeah, we've been talking, thinking about that. We kind of were waiting for something to happen before we did anything. And I said, well, look, I'll tell you what, I can give you a price for that. I'll give you a price for just the one shutoff, but I'll give you a price for that as well. And you can kind of compare pricing, and I'll let them know, you know, that when we repipe, all the repipes come with the shutoff, so they don't have to pay for those again. and show them the pricing, you know, give them the options, see what happens. And if they go, yeah, I want to repipe it, I want to do the sewer line, I trust you, this sounds great, you're going to do a tankless, a softener, like, I'm going to need some time for that. Probably going to need some help. Like, I don't want to be worried about a call at 3 in the afternoon for a shower cartridge that, or a guy, you know, why is that on my schedule right now? Why can I see that? So if I've got a bunch of calls on me and I can see them, or if I historically know that there's going to be more calls, because even if I do well, I've gone to shops where literally guys have pulled me aside and like, man, I love all this stuff you're teaching, but if I do this, I'll be out till midnight. They're just going to give me more calls. And it's heartbreaking. It's like, man, what's the real goal here? Like, if I've got 12 tables in a restaurant and I can serve those 12 people and give them the best experience ever and I can be profitable, if I want to make more money, I'm going to add a 13th table. I'm not going to add a 13th customer. Hope you get what I just said right there. Meaning I'm going to increase my capacity. I'm not just going to shove more people into my capacity. If my room fits 56 people and I want to sell more tickets to my event, I either have to increase the capacity or do hold separate events. I can't put 58 people, 63 people, 115 people into a room of 57 people. Although some of you came to a tech event a few years back and you might have thought that's what I was doing, but we did max out the room. That's the Sheraton's fault. They said that that thing could hold 126 and we thought there was only going to be 100, and we did. We got about 126 in there. I might have been number 127. But you get my point. You got to give your team time. But on the flip side of that, you slow your schedule down and you don't properly train them, you're just going to reduce your revenue. They're going to burn through those calls. They're going to be back to the shop by 2. Okay, this is a mixture of fuel and air. Okay, this is a mixture. You got to get that right RPM. You got to get that right synergy going between your schedule and your team's production and ability. Okay, we typically recommend no more than 2.5 calls per day per tech. When we really get them trained up well, we usually see about a 1.8 average. It's about 8 calls per week. Some guys will run 10, some guys will run 11, some guys will run 12 per week, but you start pushing 15, 16 per week, and it's like, all right, what's going on here? Slow down. What's going on here? So that's what we're teaching. That's what we're showing. You know, another big question while I got you on here, I'm going to cut this off here in just a minute, but I want to tell you one more big tip that'll help your business immensely. And look, for anyone that's, check our program out. Like, we're killing it right now. We have so many companies in the program that are just killing it right now. It's so exciting and so refreshing to see. And the biggest thing we see is all these reviews that they're getting. We do teach how to get the review, but more importantly, the reviews are awesome. They're like really long. People are loving the experience they're getting. I'm getting to go to a lot of these shops and see just crazy results. I'm getting to run the calls with the guys. I'm able to provide options. I'm able to kind of showcase exactly what we teach and be an example. And that's been a whole lot of fun. I think 11 call, 10 out of 11 for 20 something or 40 something thousand dollars worth of revenue is what I had on the last two shop visits. And here recently I went on another one. I averaged 1200 a call, 1300 a call. It wasn't probably my best shop visit, but that's failure for us. 1300 a call. That's what went wrong there. So just look, the point is that when you provide an amazing experience, when you give people a reason, when they understand what they're buying and you actually educate them and you have time to do that with the schedule, that you can produce unbelievable results. People like it too. And that kind of leads me to that last thing I want to tell you guys. So first of all, if you want to join the program or you want to check out the program, we're doing all kinds of discounts and deals right now because we got this new platform launched for techs only. And we do have a owner coaching back open. It's not the same program we used to have, but it is definitely going to cover scheduling in depth. It's going to cover price book in depth, and it's going to cover tech training in depth. And so something definitely worth checking out. We train your CSRs, your techs, and the owners. Definitely check that out. Info at the Plumbing Sales Coach. Just send in requests, information. We'll get it to you however you want it. Info at theplumbingsalescoach.com. We do have a free relationships training if you want just a free trial to see what it's like. It comes with worksheets and everything. It's sick. It was like $797 when we were selling it back in the day, and now we're just giving it away for free. So just say I want the free relationships training and whatever. All right. Look, here's the last point. We don't teach you how to discount down your services. I think there's a rumor going around. Another coach may have started that we teach people how to discount. It's quite the opposite. What we do is we show you how to differentiate your customer's rate of return on investment, we'll say, between when they only buy a couple little small items from you versus when they shop and actually want you to upgrade their home. Now, let's be honest. If you're at a $500 burn rate, that's mostly probably because you're only converting at some 50 or 60% conversion. So if we want to get into the real numbers of things, and that's going to cause you to have to be at that $500 average per hour. And you're not going to sell, people aren't going to get excited about upgrading unnecessarily to a tankless or a softener or fixing all the things that aren't quite broke yet at full price, at full retail. But when you package deals together, that's when they get excited. So we don't teach you how to discount. What we do is we teach you how to get full price, maybe even more, for the main item you're there for. And then learning how to turn that volume into, or really create more volume with more opportunity in the home by diagnosing correctly and asking the right questions and getting the customer excited about that and then giving them a reason to do it and maybe like a third option where they can get a huge upgrade at some sort of a customized package that makes them want to invest. At that point, you know, you book out the day or maybe a couple days and you don't have to be at $500 an hour anymore. So we teach the art of that. We've seen companies go from $100,000 a month to $100,000 a week within a few years. We've seen companies go from $20,000 a month to $200,000 a month in the same amount of time. We've seen some crazy results. We watched one company go from mostly construction over to service, and then they went all the way to, I think they're probably 8 trucks now service, but they were 5 trucks construction and had to go through about 2 or 3 years of really turning that ship around and killing it. With another company that just absolutely exploded, they're out in the country, used to do everything on paper. Now they're doing, they're fully branded, they're killing it in their market, but I think they're doing like $60,000, $70,000 a week off 5 trucks, $80,000 a week off 5 trucks. And these are, again, just regular service calls. So look, do what you need to do, but make these improvements from this podcast. I promise you'll start seeing the growth. You'll start seeing the change. And if you really want to take your business to the next level, reach out to us and we will show you. We will take you there. We will walk with you. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com or go to our website, look at the phone number on the website and give it a call and we will help you out. Hope you guys have a great day. And remember, as always, serve your community and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.